You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello and welcome to the Study Clicks podcast. I'm Luke.
I'm Andy.
I'm Erin.
And we're all members of the StudyClick social media team and also, of course, the podcast team. And today we are kind of doing a follow-up to our most recent podcast about preparing in the last couple of weeks before your exams. But this one kind of focuses more on the weeks of your exams and like kind of how to deal with the stress and panic and worry that come with that kind of week of exams and the night before. I suppose I'll start by turning it on you guys because you did the Leaving Cert most recently. Can you remember how you felt at this time? Like, I suppose, okay, let's pretend right now you're in the week doing your exams. You know, you have English Paper 1 tomorrow. Like, do you remember how you kind of felt looking down that week, kind of trying to prepare?
Very scared. Yeah, I know, like, everybody always says, you know, oh, don't let yourself get too worried about the exams. Like, they're, you know, they'll be over before you know all this. But, like, it's kind of impossible, I think, not to let yourself get kind of panicked. I'm a very nervous person, or at least I was when I was doing my Leaving Cert. I don't think I, like, would be so much anymore, but like I was very, very nervous. I think I didn't like the uncertainty of it all. That was the main thing. So I think like leading up to like the first few exams, I was just like, oh my God, like what's this going to be like? Had no idea. I was like absolutely terrified. But because I think as well, like, because I had never done, like we didn't do a junior cert, so I had like no idea what to expect from a state exam. And it was like, it seemed like the biggest deal in the world. Because obviously, like, you know, there is a lot of pressure. Like, I know exams aren't to be all and end all, but like you do obviously feel that pressure very intensely at the time. But I think, you know, once you get the first few exams out of the way, like it does become a lot easier and you just kind of like move on to, like you just take them as they come and it becomes a lot easier to kind of handle and to process. But yeah, definitely before the first exam, I was a ball of nerves.
Were you the same, Andy, or were you cool as a breeze?
Yeah, I was kind of just relieved that it was starting. I was like, thank God I can get this over. I agree with Erin. I think like there's something really nice about every time you come out of an exam and you've done one and like everyone's in the same boat. There's like actually adrenaline or something like when you come off stage. It's crazy because you're all like on a high because you've done one and you're all asking, oh, what'd you get for this question? And then you're kind of having a laugh about it. So like once you get into it, I actually think, I'm not going to say I enjoyed the Leaving Cert because I didn't. But there were aspects of it where I kind of go like, I kind of look back and I have a little bit of fond memories, which is probably kind of crazy, but like not the actual writing of it, but like everything around it. And I think I was looking at the timetable earlier and obviously like they start on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then when you come back, you've got those Monday and Tuesday, which are horrific. It's like Irish and maths on the same day. But once those like 5 days are out of the way, like you actually very much like that's like the most intense part of it, the biggest chunk of it. Then you're kind of done. Yeah. And then it's like, you literally have actually quite a lot of time, depending on what you're studying, what like subjects you do, you have quite a lot of time to study in between things. A lot of people forget that. Like you have a lot of days where you can study and you can actually take, like I didn't, like it's probably a terrible thing to say, but during the Leaving Cert, I didn't study like that much because like I was so much in trying to keep myself zen and just getting each exam and ticking it off. Like I do a little bit, depending on what the subject was. Obviously you can't not do anything, but like I didn't find the exams like as bad. I almost found the weeks like coming up to it worse because I was studying so much and I was so bogged down. I was like, I just want it to be now. But once it started, I don't think, obviously it depends on the person, but I don't think it was as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think as well, like the bulk of the stress comes, like you said, in the weeks beforehand. Like nothing will ever feel more stressful than like the night before your first exam. Like for after then, you kind of, when you have two done under your belt after the first day, well, for some people, depending on your subject choices, like everything after that kind of feels a little bit more manageable because you've already done it. So like you said, Andy, like once you kind of get the first week over with as well, you're kind of then into like choice subjects, which are often kind of people's preferred subjects. So maybe ones that they like might have studied more or at least like have a better kind of grip with, like, can get to grips with them better, whereas like the first three are, or like three of the first ones are like are ones that you can't avoid and like ones that you have to sit whether you like it or not. So I feel like they can be a bit tougher as well. And I think as well people forget that, like you said, you know, your Leaving Cert starts say on the 4th of June, I think it is this year, but like it doesn't, end on the 4th of June. You have like another, for some people, they have like 2 or 3 weeks until their exams are completely done. You will have time to study for like, you know, I think you said yourself, Erin, in the last episode that you did politics and society. Is that
yes.
Why'd I just not consider the word society? But I was going to say sociology. I was like, that is definitely not leaving.
It's a law student right there.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks, Andy. Thanks. Politics and society, like it's very late in the game, yeah, like the in terms of the other. Start. Yeah. Like it's crazy. So like, you know, the 4th of June, like you're, that's probably not until something like the 22nd or something.
I didn't finish the 25th last year.
Do you, like, as in, that's like weeks away. Like,
yeah.
But like, it's really just, I feel like people kind of think that all of the exams, or it feels like all of the exams are on the 4th of June, but actually, like Andy said, you have days in between, you have a weekend in between. You also have like in between the exams themselves. And like you said, Andy, well, I, once again, I know showing my age, didn't do a Leaving Cert because I was supposed to in 2020, but I did do a junior cycle now. But and people listening to this podcast might also be junior cycle students, and I had great crack that week. Like I had great fun because, you know, we were all in school. Oftentimes with the junior cert, the exams are like wildly close together. Like they're all like in the space of a week. So, you know, we were in the school. You'd stay in the school in between exams, and you know, not sure how much study was getting done. But at that point, we kind of were like, oh well. We don't know it, we won't know it. So I actually had great fun, and it kind of is nice as well to be in the same boat. And like you said, okay, sometimes you can come out of an exam and be traumatized by it, but sometimes you can kind of come out and laugh and go like, what was that? Or like, you know, that one specific question, you know, you find out your friend got a completely different answer to you. Oftentimes, like, instead of feeling dread or like, oh my gosh, you're actually going to be like, oh well, nothing I can do about it now. And it is quite freeing, that kind of feeling of like, oh, what's done is done.
Yeah
definitely.
I think as well, like you said, your the main emotion was like for you was like just relief that it was going to be over soon. So I don't know, I feel like that's a huge thing. Did you kind of find that you were kind of running on empty by the time you got to the actual Wednesday that English paper one was on?
A little bit, but like, yeah, no, yes and no, because like when you get in there, you get like, you do get adrenaline, and it's impossible to, I feel like you can't be like, like it's actually impossible to be like that, because there's so much nerves going on and there's so much going on that like, when straight away that paper gets in front of you and it's English, you know, you got to write a lot. You just kind of bam, go into it. Yeah. So the actual exams themselves, you're always going to be up for it until like, I got to, I think it was like the second week, and I got to history and I was like, I'm actually so done with this. Put these essays away from me now. I actually wasn't bothered. But like the first few, definitely Irish, maths, English, you're so up for them. And like when you come out of them in the evenings, you can be really tired because you are there now and there is that relief. But I think like that's why I didn't end up doing probably as much study outside of it. And like depending on how much you've done or what, again, what suits you, like I would keep it minimal outside exams. Like don't tire yourself out. Like keep all your energy and everything for the exams. I mean, obviously the adrenaline helps, but yeah, I think it's like, if you feel tired, don't worry. Once you get in there, you are going to be wired. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And as well, like everybody in my experience anyway, everyone comes home after the exams and just like apparently goes on TikTok because the study clicks social media that week is crazy. Like it's, I feel like I'm prepping to do my Leaving Cert right now with how much like content we're going to have to churn out. But like that, like it kind of is, that kind of is a digital version of that kind of camaraderie that you feel coming out of an exam and talking to your friends about it. Like you will see other people post about it, like post funny things. Like it's actually mad how something so serious and like something that you've built up so much kind of turns into like a bit of a joke or something you can laugh about because everybody's on the same page with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you find that last year? And you were probably looking at the Study Clicks TikToks last year.
I was, yeah. No, it's like, it's kind of like, I don't know, like it's nice having that kind of sense of community. Like everybody's going through the same thing. And like, I don't know, just getting to like talk about it afterwards. I don't know. There's something kind of like, I guess relieving, but just, I don't know. It's nice to see the kind of the funny side of things rather than like getting too bogged down. Like even if it was like a question that was like horrendous, if you see like massive groups of people online being like, oh my god, what was that question, that was terrible, then you feel kind of more like, you feel reassured as well. Yeah, it's kind of nice to look at things in that way and to just kind of put it behind you rather than like, you know, getting like all upset about it. Like, you know, like it's over at that point. Like you said, it is what it is. Like what's done is done. Like you can't really change it at that point. So like it is honestly the best idea to just, once you come out of an exam, like put it behind you, like whatever way that might be. Like I think honestly, yeah, it's kind of like, I think I was going to delete like TikTok off my phone during the Leaving Cert so I wouldn't go on it, but I like, literally kept it downloaded because I was like, I don't know, there was just something.
You felt like you were missing out on like the conversation. Like,
it was just kind of like, not fun, but like, I don't know. It was fun, admit it,
Erin. You had fun.
Yeah. You liked my videos, come on. I made her laugh. It's fine.
Yeah, I love the Leaving Cert so much.
Yeah, that's why we have this podcast. And I suppose, like,
can't get enough
of
it.
You had considered deleting TikTok off your phone entirely. Procrastinating during the exams, like, I know we talked about this in the most recent podcast as well, about kind of like trying not to procrastinate. I know it sounds insane to like still be procrastinating the night before. I mean, I'm guilty of it. In fact, I think my procrastination like increases. I'd be like studying for an exam in 2 days instead of studying for the one that's the next day. Did you find that was a problem for you? I'm only assuming because you did try and delete the entire app of TikTok off your phone.
Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely a chronic procrastinator. It's quite bad, but like, I don't know, yeah, I find it hard. Like, I'll panic so much about an exam, like leading up to it. I'll like think about it so much, but it's not until like it actually is like approaching to the point that like I can't not study that I'm like, oh, should probably, like, and that's not to say I wasn't like studying like before the exam, but it's not until like right before that I like actually I'm like, okay, like I need to
I have no choice,
like, yeah, basically. But like, having said that, like, I think it's important to kind of balance that. Like, I wouldn't like it never got to a point that I was like, okay, like I it's reached the point that I can't not study anymore, so I need to stay up all night and like learn absolutely everything. Like, I think once you feel yourself getting too tired, like, you need to just
you're better off just switching it off.
Yeah, especially if you have like an early morning exam, like, you need to be in a good headspace for that, and you need to, like, especially if it's something heavy like that, like English, like, you need to be in a state where you can like actually write comfortably for like that amount of time. And I know, like, yeah, the adrenaline will fuel you, but it's important that you take the steps to like take care of yourself, like, to get to that point, because yeah, you don't want to be falling asleep in your exam.
Yeah, no, I think as well, like, it is kind of trying to find a balance, because it's like the night before an exam, or sorry, the day before an exam, it kind of is like the advice I'd give is that you only have to lock in for this subject one more time, maybe ever. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a subject that you really don't like and that you're not going to pursue, like, after the leave insert, like, you know, there's like one day of studying this like horrid subject that you do not like between you and never having to do it again.
Yeah,
but at the same time, don't go too far with that. Like, again, I don't think anything's worth an all-nighter, especially not the night before an exam. Like, it will just make the exam horrible for you, especially if it's like the evening, like late afternoon evening exam. By the time you get to that, you are going to be so burned out from studying all night. And we reiterated this last time as well, but I just don't think anything's worth an all-nighter, especially when like sleep in and of itself is important. Yeah, Andy had his like scientific, but you had like, you conducted your own like scientific research article or something, Andy, was it?
Yeah, that's
TikTok. I read a really interesting article and it's just a TikTok.
Yeah, I listened to this great podcast. But you know, I saw something ages ago. I can't remember where it was, but like, I've seen it a few times now, and I literally just looked up more stuff about it earlier. About like,
it was TikTok.
Memory.
It was definitely TikTok.
Luke Tui, would you watch it, right? Okay. memory consolidation.
Oh,
big word. Yeah, that's what it is. Basically, sounds... like, it, I looked it up and it's meant to be 8 to 10 hours. All of you 16 to 18 year olds. That's or some of you might be doing 19 doing the leaving cert. I was actually, no, I wasn't. That's a lie. Anyway, going off on a tangent here. Yeah. So, yeah, 8 to 10 hours. And like, it's scientifically proven that like sleep is number one key for memory consolidation and memory recollection. So if you like were to pull an all nighter. As we say, if you're studying for like 6 hours and you only get like 4 hours sleep, at least like three quarters of that is going to be gone. So there's almost no point in doing that. And you're better off doing like 2 hours than sleeping for 8 hours. And you have all 2 hours of that perfectly in your brain. Like, and not being on your phone, obviously that's easier said than done before you go to bed. Like, I find reading a book is the best thing ever for like just for 10 minutes, or reading something. Doesn't have to be a book. Just like tires your brain
your notes.
Switches it off. Yeah, that's it. Reading my podcast notes. And like just... like, just find a way to switch your brain off so that you fall asleep straight away, because there's also a difference between going to sleep at like 12 after being on your phone for an hour and then actually getting to sleep for an hour or an hour and a half in your brain, because you can be asleep, but your brain's still on for ages after being on your phone. So like, it's like, be a little bit of discipline. It's only like, have a little bit of discipline. It's only like 2 weeks. If you can manage it, it would make all the difference to like your memory. And you'd probably be so surprised by all the stuff you're remembering. Go, like, I'm on fire here. That's because you're actually sleeping. Sleep, please.
Thank you, Andy, the sleep expert, everybody.
For the rest of your life, not just for this.
Not just the exams. No, and I think that kind of goes hand in hand with them kind of just general, just kind of generally like not, you know, making sure to get your meals in throughout the day, not just like, you know, like just eating one meal because you don't have any time to cook proper food, and just generally exercising, getting up, going for a walk. We've like literally stressed that in every podcast as well, that it's just sometimes mm-hmm. going to like, now there's like a difference between like going for a walk, listening to your podcast, not your podcast, well, yes, your podcast, like your Shakespeare podcast. But then sometimes there are just like, you just need to go for a walk, like, and just listen to like music, like, you know, it's like mm-hmm. not everything needs to be like, I'm also learning while doing this walk. Like sometimes you're allowed to just, you know, go and exercise and kind of not learn and like take a break, take a proper break from it, which is really important. I think something that a lot of people are anxious about, or it's kind of something I would be anxious about, is just like what to bring with you the week of the or like the morning of your exams. Like I feel like I'd be afraid I'd like forget something. Like what? So you need just like a pen. You need like a pen and a pencil. But I suppose it depends on the exam, but a positive mental attitude. But what do you bring on the week of the exams? Like
pillow.
Yeah. After you wake up from your 10 hours of slumber, what are you taking with you to the exam? I actually don't know the answer. So
what did I bring with me? So I brought like a clear plastic bag because I think your stuff, like if you bring like a pencil case, it can't be like, you have to be able to see what's in it. Yeah. So, clear plastic bag with a few pens, a few pencils, just in case they like run out. You don't want to like be mid-exam and then your pen runs out. That would be catastrophic. Then what else? I bring highlighters for, especially for things like English, even like maths, like it can really help you to like highlight the keywords and to like actually like process the information. One thing I would recommend bringing is a watch. To like leave, like not like, you can't bring like electronics obviously, so not like a like smartwatch or anything, but bring a watch and like leave it on Fitbit. The table in front of you. Yeah, no, don't bring your Fitbit. you won't need it. But like, because I know obviously most rooms should have like a clock in the room, but like even just like from looking up at the clock, like it can kind of take time away from, like, not that, you know, like I know it'll only be a few seconds, but even still, like it's nice to have the time, like,
yeah,
right,
it breaks your focus a bit. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd, you know, obviously bring water, stay hydrated, maybe like I'd say bring like a snack or two for like before or after the exam, because like obviously you're going to need a lot of energy, like even just like some fruit or like a, I don't know,
bar of chocolate or something.
Yeah, something to boost your energy. What else would I bring? That's kind of it mainly, like, you know, you don't need like too much like going in with you. Obviously for like things like maths, you know, make sure you have a calculator, make sure you have a math set. You're given a log tables, so like, you know, don't worry about anything like that. I don't know, that's kind of it.
Yeah, really, I guess. Like, and your exam number is usually like written on your desk, isn't it?
I think it should be. But yeah, I suppose just to know it off in case.
It's just little things like that that you kind of just like would forget. Yeah. That are like, you know, you have to think about like bringing the right things, or like accidentally showing up like with like one pen that only has like a bit of ink left in it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure somebody would give you a pen, but like it obviously is just good to be prepared for these kinds of things. And also to like, say if you have to stay in the school in between exams, remember to bring, I did this during my junior cert. It was like, I didn't do it. I forgot to bring the notes for the subject that I was sitting like after my morning exam. So I just kind of like sat there for 2 hours in between the exams, like thinking about my notes. But yeah, it's like important to bring your notes that you're going to be looking at in between an exam if you're staying around in the school. I know a lot of people do just stay in the school to study. But also like, I know a lot of people as well, you'll see this in college too. You see it forevermore. Will be people like, cram reading notes like outside the exam hall or like on the bus or like on their walk in. I find that doesn't help me at all. I don't know about you guys, but like I just, anything I read like 5 seconds before going into an exam just like falls out of my head instantly. I don't even know if you're allowed to bring like the material close to the exam hall or what the rule is on that, but I don't know if that's something beneficial for you, like when like you read it, you know, and you walk in and that question is on your test, then I mean you've won that one. But I don't know, I just find it's not beneficial to me anyway. But just make sure to kind of bring the right materials for whatever subject you're sitting that day anyway. And like, I suppose that kind of brings me on to when you open up the paper and the kind of initial panic you feel if you don't see, we did touch on this as well, but kind of the initial panic you get when you don't see a question that you've prepared for that you really want. I suppose, how do you kind of, did that happen to either of you? Or like, you know, did a question kind of get asked in a weird way that you weren't expecting? And how did you kind of like not let that affect your performance in the rest of the paper?
Yeah, I think for the one that kind of sticks out to me the most is English paper 2. I remember I opened the paper and I think a few of the questions I just thought were like really kind of funnily phrased. Like I remember our Hamlet question was like really weird and I kind of freaked out for a minute and was like, oh God, what do I think about this? And same with the comparative. I think I just didn't like how it was asked. But I think you do because your brain is kind of in overdrive at that point, and you're just kind of like panicked, like, okay, I need to get this done, I need to get this done. Especially for English, I was very much like, you know, every second counts, like it's such a long exam, but like you need like every second to be right. And so I was like freaked out, like, where do I start with this? But you do kind of just need to like take a step back for a minute and be like, okay, I have spent the past 2 years studying these texts, studying these things. Like, I, you know a lot more than you think. And there's so much, like, especially in the likes of English, like manipulation that you can do, like with the questions, to like bring the information that you do know to the question and to write, to like incorporate those things into it. So like, I think just really planning is really helpful for like questions like that, especially because like once you write down the question, the information that you do have in your head, like it can become a lot clearer if you just break it down and don't let yourself get overwhelmed, because like, you know, you have put the work in, even if things are there to kind of throw you, like 9 times out of 10 you're still more than capable of answering them. It's just the initial panic, but like once that wears off, you will actually be so fine.
Yeah, and you can kind of, I'm a big believer in like bend anything you have. Like, yeah. if all you've got is an essay on, like, I don't know, say for Hamlet, like Gertrude and Ophelia, I know that's not the one this year, and like they ask something that's like vaguely related to that, like you can bend something into that. You can kind of bring in anything you remember, little bits of information, and kind of put something down on the page. And it's just really important not to like panic in that initial couple of minutes when you're in the exam.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what we've been saying this entire podcast, just don't panic before, after, or during the exams. And I suppose like the kind of most important pieces of information to take from this would be just to like look after yourself, like your own mental well-being as well. It'll take a mental toll on you as well. Like, exams are tough and incredibly tiring. Like, you're exhausted after an exam, so kind of take that into account. And that's when you should listen to our sleep expert Andy, who recommends 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So just kind of just the general stuff that you think you should do to look after yourself, just it matters so much more around exam time. I mean, it should always matter, but it matters a lot around exam time. And then in terms of like the actual content of the exams, like we've said in previous podcasts where we've talked about studying, you'd be amazed at what you know and what you remember when you actually try and put it down. So don't just be panicked or thrown off by a question that's like kind of stumped you. But yeah, I guess like this is probably the last podcast you'll listen to from us before your exams start. We hope that we've been of some help, which is kind of scary to say out loud. We hope that we've been of some help. And like that, sharing our own experiences and our own bits of advice, like we say, none of us are complete experts, but our own bits of experience and advice hopefully have helped in some way. And best of luck in the exams. I don't know, guys, yes, if you want to say the same.
Yeah, absolutely, best of luck everybody. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, Mana, you've listened to this podcast, so it means that you're going to pass your exams. That's how it works.
Enjoy all the TikToks right now that we'll be putting out for you.
If you watch all of our TikToks and listen to our podcast, like, you're gonna pass.
Guaranteed 65.
Yeah, don't stress. Quote us on that ever. nobody message customer support complaining if that doesn't happen. Okay, well, thanks very much, guys. And we will talk to you guys in the next podcast. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.